Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air dates, June 23rd, 1953, and the title is 3777. Now, before we get started, do check your feed. I did release a special video podcast. The podcast that I released, or at least the video, is Bonanza, and it's a preview of what members get. So I've actually been doing a weekly episode for our members, and this one was released so you guys can see. There is an ad in the beginning. As a member, there are no ads in any of your podcasts. So definitely check it out, otrwesterns.com, and you'll see it on the right-hand side. Let's get into today's episode, and hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino,
the Cisco Kid.
What do you say, Frank?
Man, I hardly recognize you. You look great.
Thanks.
What have you been doing anyway?
Well, you remember how I used to walk a mile for a cigarette?
Yeah?
Now I'm walking a mile instead of a cigarette.
Kick the habit. Join the Unhooked Generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
The Cisco Kid and our gripping story, 3777. Out of the annals of the old Southwest comes every now and then a story of an outlaw so savage, so deadly, so revengeful as to be hardly believable. Such an outlaw was Gus Benz, with his cat-like eyes and a prison pallor thick upon his mask of a face. As our story opens, Gus is riding through lush grazing lands on his way to the county seat town of Lucifer. Presently, he sees a cowhand riding herd. Gus stares at him intently, and then rides slowly toward the cowhand.
Oh, oh. Howdy.
Howdy, stranger. Sure a fine-looking horse you're riding.
Yeah, he's the fastest horse I could find. Four legs.
Huh. You got the advantage of me, partner. I know I've seen you before, but I can't place you.
It ain't hard to forget anybody in 10 years, but I don't forget. I got something here for you, Bowlegs, just a piece of tin, but it's got your name on it, along with some numbers. Here, take it.
Huh? Bowlegs Bowles, 3777. Sure got me guessing. Maybe you'll explain what this means.
That 3777, Bowlegs, is the dimensions of a grave. 3 foot wide, 7 foot deep, and 77 inches long.
Can't say I like the way you say that, stranger.
You served on a jury that convicted Gus Benz of a stage holdup murder 10 years ago.
Gus Benz? That's who we are. I face you now.
Yeah, they let me out ahead of time for good behavior. Good behavior. You got any prayers to say, Bowlegs, you better say them fast.
That's the way it is it? No, you don't, Benz.
That's what the rest of the jury's gonna get. The rest of the jury and the Cisco Kid for turning me in. Now, just pin that tab onto your shirt, Bowlegs, so it'll show nice and plain. Before I'm through, there's going to be a lot of these here tabs pinned onto shirts the same way.
Good morning.
Howdy, ma'am.
Both the sheriff and the clerk of courts are out.
They both use the same office, huh?
Yes.
Who is the sheriff now?
George Chappell. You want to leave word for him?
No. I just thought I might know him, but I don't. Maybe you could tell me where I can find these hombres at, ma'am. I've written their names down on this paper.
Yes, I'll tell you if I can, Mr.
My name don't matter.
Very well. Thompson, Lind, they both died some years ago. French has moved east. Allison, Edmonds, Burke, I don't know them. They don't live here in Lucifer anyway. Feeney, yes. He has a blacksmith shop across the street. And Lincoln. Do you mean Larry Lincoln?
I figure I do, ma'am.
He's my father. I'm Ann Lincoln.
Where's your house at?
It's the end of this. What do you want to know for?
Just plumb curious, ma'am. Your father home now?
No. No, he isn't. He's in Tucson.
You expecting him back soon?
I don't know when he'll be back.
What about the rest of the names on that list?
I don't know. If you want any more information, you have to see the sheriff.
I've got me enough information for now. Here, ma'am. When your pa gets back, just give him this.
Larry Lincoln, 3777. Will Dad understand what this means?
He sure will, after a while. Good day, ma'am.
Oh, you're a deadly looking man I ever saw in my life. Kicking the creeps.
Good morning, Ann.
Oh, Sheriff, you came back sooner than I expected. Sheriff, what would this tab mean?
I don't know, Ann. Never saw anything like it before. Wait a minute. The old vigilantes used to use these numbers.
For what?
Where'd you get this tab?
A man was just in here and told me to give it to Dad. He wanted to know if Dad was home. I didn't tell him Dad was a cripple invalid. I just had a sudden hunch and told him Dad was away.
Who's this hombre now?
I think he's over in Jim Feeney's blacksmith shop. He went in that direction anyway.
Now, what in thunder?
Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff!
Help, I'm coming!
I'm going, too.
Now, you better stay here, Ann.
No, I'm going.
Hurry up, Sheriff! There goes the foreman now. Cut him down!
Get after him, Deputy. I'll catch up with you after finding out about that shooting.
All right, Sheriff. Let's go, boys.
My thunder, this is bad. Drilled old Jim plum center.
Oh, by heavens. Look. He's got one of those tabs on his shirt.
Yeah. Jim Feeney, 3777.
What does that mean?
I sure hate to tell you this, Sam. Them numbers is the old vigilante warning. It's the dimensions of a grave.
Oh! Oh!
Pancho, I think we get to the town of Lucifer before the dark, Cisco.
It is nearly dark now, Pancho, but we are almost to the town.
Is Cisco know Senorita Lincoln?
No, I do not know the Senorita, amigo.
Uh-huh.
All I know is that she sent for us to come to this town of Lucifer to help in the capture of the killer, Gus Benz.
Pancho remember that hombre, Cisco, long time ago. But Pancho remember a bad, bad hombre.
Gus Benz was one of the worst hombres I ever saw, Pancho.
Oh, was it?
Even now, I remember how glad I was that you and I could help in his capture.
Cisco captured the hombre.
The sheriff did most of it. Now that hombre is at large again and has shot and killed 3 men in the past week.
Pancho, I wonder the senorita sent for Cisco. Listen, Cisco, he's shooting.
See, I hear it, Pancho. Oh, they're whole.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh. He's coming right this way, Cisco.
Hey, perhaps we better ride off this trail away, amigo. Out there, huh?
No, ride off this trail. I'm going
to go. Sounds like wild shooting. I have no wish to be in the path of one of those bullets. This is far enough. Oh, there,
oh, look, oh, now, oh, now.
Run, Sheriff, run! You won't never catch me!
Might have me that a fast horse that hombre rides, Cisco.
Sí, very fast, Pancho. But I am not so concerned with the speed of his horse as I am with the meaning of all that shooting.
Oh, the hombre is not chasing him no more, Cisco.
Yeah, stop just around the bend of the trail. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Logo. Go now.
We had better warn them of our approach. Otherwise, they might start shooting at us first and asking questions afterwards.
Sí, Cisco.
Hold your shooting, amigos.
You gotta shoot. Shoot the other way, no?
That's far enough here.
Oh, Diablo.
Oh, Logo, go now.
Oh, yeah.
Cisco Keel and Pancho.
Well, howdy, Cisco. Couldn't see you clear in this light.
Buenas noches, senor.
Buenas noches, senor.
You must have run most head-on into the devil Gus Benz, didn't you, Cisco?
Was that Gus Benz? We were just off the trail.
Sure was. We had a posse after him. But we can't ride down that horse of his. He just killed the sheriff.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, senor. Pancho and I are just riding to your town to do what we can to help in the capture of Benz. I'm sorry, we did not know that was Benz who rode past us now.
We track him now, Cisco?
Oh, it's too dark, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
We could not see his tracks. We'll wait until tomorrow. Perhaps you would be good enough, senor, to direct us to the home of Senorita Lincoln.
I sure will, Cisco. Sheriff was a little sore because she sent for you. But I ain't. I'm deputy sheriff, acting sheriff now, I guess. And I don't mind stating, I'm mighty glad you got here.
You're a fast horse. You're a good horse. They didn't get us no more than they got us before. And they're gonna have another chance to get us tonight. Because I found out that that gal lied to me. And her old man's at home. Dreadful. Tonight we ride back. And we pin this tab on his shirt.
That's all I know about it, Cisco.
Si, senorita. It's not a pleasant story.
I know that fiend will be coming after Dad soon. I just had to send for you, no matter if the sheriff didn't like it.
I'm very glad you did, senorita. An hombre like this Gus Benz should be captured as soon as possible, regardless of who captures him. Does your father know Benz is in this vicinity?
I haven't told him, Cisco, and if he suspects anything, he hasn't let on. Of course, Dad has to stay in bed all the time, so he probably doesn't know.
Pancho thinks you get a guard around the house, Cisco.
I've had the deputy here constantly, Pancho, but now that the sheriff's dead, he'll have to take the sheriff's place, and so he can't be here.
See, of course.
And Pancho stay around here, senorita. And Pancho like to be near more of those tortillas you give Cisco and Pancho for supper.
You're welcome to all you can eat, Pancho.
Pancho, do not always be thinking of your stomach.
And Pancho not thinking of the stomach, Cisco, but sometimes Pancho's stomach thinks of Pancho and say so.
Cannot be thinking of you now after the meal you ate tonight. Enough of that. Has anyone thought of a motive for all these killings, senorita?
Well, the sheriff and I traced back, and we found that all the men on his list were on the jury that convicted him.
Well, that is fine reasoning, senorita.
And now, Dad's the only one left here in Lucifer.
I understand your worry, senorita. And I promise you that Pancho and I will do all we can to keep that mad one from completing his list.
Pancho think he'd be after Cisco and Pancho, too, no?
Well, that is likely, Pancho.
And Pancho glad those windows all cover up.
Sí, that is a wise precaution. Pancho, you stay here. I'm going over to talk with the deputy.
Si, Cisco.
And do not ask for more tortillas.
Pancho not ask, Cisco. Pancho just look hungry.
Oh, you don't know what a relief it is to have you two here.
Gracias, senorita. I will be back soon.
Get him up, Cisco. Come on up, or both these guns will start to blaze.
Si, it's the Benz hombre.
Don't nobody in there pull a gun or I'll drill Cisco. Now, back up into that room, slow.
Si, hombre, as you say.
Oh, good heavens.
What, Pancho, do Cisco?
Stay where you are, Pancho. You too, senorita.
Rats in a trap. Didn't expect to get you here too, Cisco. I come after the old man. But I got a tab for you, too. I'll throw it at your feet. And I'm going to pin it on you after I tell you what I think of you.
No, please.
Shut up. I ain't going to do all the killing here, Cisco. You're going to do some of it. Take that knife out of the fat one's sheath. First, kill the fat one, and then the girl.
No.
Very well, Benz, as you say.
Cisco, you not kill Pancho.
Stand still, Pancho.
Come on. Come on, take that knife.
Si.
Yeah. Now give it to the fat one. Deep.
Cisco. Cisco. You not know what you... You not killed Pancho with that knife?
Stand still, I said. I must do what he says, Pancho. And I must do it
right now.
Ah!
By pretending to fall in with the killer's order, Sisko hoped to succeed in a last-minute desperate plan. In just a moment, we'll return to The Sisko Kid.
Did you grow up on a farm? Back in 1896, half of America did. A little chilly when you got up. And first you'd feed the chickens. You'd wash up by the back porch. Then you'd come in. Nice and warm inside. Like the hot Ralston cereal your mama had ready for you. You see, 1896 was the year hot Ralston first came along. And it's the same now as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. Still got the vitamins, minerals, and protein your whole family needs. Still got that good whole grain wheat flavor. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds, or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkable Square.
Back to the Sisko Kid and our thrilling story, 3777. Gus Benz, out of prison early for good behavior, has returned to the town of Lucifer to kill every member of the jury that convicted him. He has succeeded in killing all but Larry Lincoln, now a cripple confined to his bed. As we return to our story, Benz is holding Sisko, Pancho, and Ann Lincoln at gunpoint in Ann's home, while he orders Sisko to take Pancho's knife and kill both Ann and Pancho. Pretending to obey, Sisko makes a lunge at Pancho.
Madre mia, Sisko smashed the lamp.
Down on the floor.
The room dark, Sisko. Hey, Sisko, come back.
That was the Benz over who left Pancho. Senorita, are you all right? Those shots?
Yes, I'm all right, Sisko.
Keep your light out and the door bolted. We are fortunate the lamp did not start a fire when I smashed it. Come, Pancho, we're going after that killer.
Yes, Sisko. Over there. The hombre get on the horse.
Yeah, we will see about that.
Sisko shoot to kill?
I am shooting to make him change his mind about getting on that horse.
He changed his mind, Sisko. Look, he run down the street.
Come on, Pancho.
Sisko put some more wings on that hombre's feet.
See?
And Pancho teach that hombre to tell Sisko to kill Pancho with a knife.
Look out, Pancho. He's going to fire back at us. Pancho, if I ever get my hands on that killer...
Sisko! He smashed the window of a big building. He crawled into the window.
He's gone into the courthouse, Pancho.
But what do we do now?
I'm going in after him, through the same window.
It lighted outside, eh, Sisko? Hombre see us come in. You go boom, bang, no?
I'm going to take the chance, amigo. After all the shooting we did at that hombre, his one thought would be to get away as far as possible.
If Sisko go in, and Pancho go in, too.
Very well. I will go in ahead of you. Be careful, Pancho. There's jagged glass still left in the window.
Pancho, be careful.
What's going on? What's all the shooting?
Is that your deputy?
Here. Sisko.
See, that Benz hombre is in this building, deputy. Get all the men you can around the building in case he tries to break out.
You're shooting right, I will, Sisko. Hey, boys. Hey, this is in the courthouse.
Well, Pancho, go in now, Sisko. What we do next?
We'll go through every room in this building if necessary, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
This time that killer must not escape.
Pancho, light the match.
No. Wait a moment.
Uh-huh.
Then our eyes will become accustomed to this. Madre mia. He must have gone straight to the back of the building and gotten out that way.
Hey, Sisko!
Come, Pancho. Back out the window. See, deputy?
Boy, saw him coming out a back window. Ran into the field out back and got away. I'm going after him.
Oh, Pancho, not can run after that hombre no more, Sisko. And Pancho, all out of breath.
Oh, it'll do no good to run after what we cannot see in the dark.
Oh,
begins to look as if that killer had a charmed life.
Number his horse back in the front of the senorita's house, Sisko.
Say, and when that madman goes to get his horse, he will try once more to get into the house and kill Senor Lincoln. Hurry, Pancho. We must get to the house before he does.
Sisko! Wait for Pancho! Pancho get all this running finish. He never run another step in all his life. Sisko! Wait for Pancho!
shoot off a lock.
No, no, I won't. I've got a gun here, and if you try to come in, I'll kill you.
Oh, open up. Open up.
No, I won't.
Then here goes that lock.
I'll shoot if you try to come in.
Now I'll put my shoulder to it.
Oh, you... You fiend!
Oh, you little devil. Give me a gun.
No.
Drop it. Drop it.
No. Sounds
like your father's boy.
Ann! It's all right, Dad. You're not going in that room, do you hear me? You're not. I'll fight you through the nail.
Oh, a regular little wildcat, ain't you?
Get out of here!
If I had time, I'd tame you good, but I ain't. Get away from me, I'll kill you.
I don't care, you're not going to kill my father.
You are right, Senorita, he is not.
Oh, I'm getting you too, Cisco.
That is not my opinion, don't
reach. Find your feet, Cisco. Find your help.
Pancho,
good
help,
Dad.
Pancho, let go. Listen to me. You are grabbing me.
You, Cisco?
Let go, I tell you. Santa, that hombre is getting away.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho, not see good in the dark room.
This time you stay here with the senorita and her father, Pancho.
Where Cisco go?
Where do you think I'm going?
He'll never get me now, Cisco. I got the fastest horse in the country.
Yeah, we will see about that. Diablo! Yeah. Easy now, easy. You have just been insulted, Diablo. Now show me you can catch that other horse. Come on. Up, Diablo. Yeah. That hombre will soon find out. He does not have the fastest horse in the country. Go, Diablo. Yeah. There he goes over the rise ahead of us, Diablo. I saw him against the sky. You are gaining. Come on. Hey. Yeah. Madre mía, Diablo. You are the most beautiful horse in the whole world. Give that! Hurry up to him, Diablo. I'm going to drag that hombre from his horse. You are winning, Diablo. Bueno! Yeah.
I'll gun you down, Cisco!
Not unless you learn to shoot better than that from the back of a horse, hombre. Give Diablo.
Now! Look out there! Let go! Let go!
This time I have my hands on you for keep.
Come on, then. Kill him all! All, Cisco, you hear me?
I see you, hombre. He's one ear and out.
I'm going to kill you, too, with my bare hands. How you like that fight, Cisco?
Santo, in your madness, you have the strength of three.
This time I'm going to finish him.
Your post is empty, hombre. I like that. And this. Now, I'll tie you up while you are still unconscious, so you will cause no more trouble.
Got him, Cisco.
Si, Senor Deputy. With the help of Diablo.
Well, I sure wish you were sheriff for us here, Cisco. Well, so this is the critter.
Si, Senor.
Come over here and have a look at him, boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, bring him up, Senor. Un momento, senores. Un momento. There'll be no lynching. I promise you that. I understand how you feel. The law will deal with this, hombre. Do not mistake this. The first hombre who lays a hand on Gus Benz will have a lot of trouble with me. Very well, then. You take over, then, Deputy. I've seen the last I want to of this Benz hombre.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.